Well, hi there. This is a sojourner coming to you from the Alpha House, United States of America. We want to welcome those of you who are here and those of you who will be listening or are listening from around the world over the Internet. We have many people that listen even after these live broadcasts over the Internet, and we are so excited that we can minister to you through the Word and talk to you about the things of God. Our message this time is on a place of pasture, and our scripture is Psalm 23. The Lord, now I'll be reading, of course, let me back up here for a second, not get ahead of myself. I'll be reading this from the New International Version to allow English speakers around the world equal understanding of the words used. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For You are with me, Your rod and Your staff. They comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now I should tell you there in verse 4 where it says, even though I walk through the darkest valley, that can equally be translated there as the valley of the shadow of death, which is what most people are accustomed to hearing in the King James. But that's our scripture for this time together. And we're continuing this series here, because the Holy Spirit told me to do this, on what I was told when Sojourners was first founded in 2001. Although the vision for this, and a little bit of it had been done in 1964, when I was first given the commission from the Holy Spirit, but not the permission. I was commissioned, but not permissioned to really carry it out the way we are now. So when I was following the leading of the Holy Spirit by developing a Sojourners Fellowship brochure, I was preparing to write a doctrine statement when suddenly the Holy Spirit said, no, don't produce a doctrine. The doctrines of men divide the body. I will tell you what to say about what those in Sojourners Fellowships are to do. Now, I will tell you, in point of fact, this fits anybody who's a believer. It was then I realized doctrine is not necessarily marching orders. Then I was taken to Jeremiah 23 to the section of Woe to the Shepherds. I got to tell you, I was a little taken aback when I first, you know, was reading where I'd been sent. I was wondering, what have I done wrong to receive such a strong rebuke? Then the Holy Spirit said, tell the people they are to do what these shepherds had failed to do. The sojourners with you are to be doers, not just hearers. My people are to be people of action. My action through them. Let me tell you how important that is. God's action through us. You know, I know that we're all trained that we act for God. No, we allow God to act through us. It's a subtle difference, but a very important one. You see, believer and unbeliever alike are to see, he said, my glory flow through them in power. How would you like to have God's glory flow through you in power? That's an exciting thought. You know, before we got to this part of this gathering, we've done some significant praying for a number of people that we believe that God has moved in their lives and changed things, whether it was illness or strife or whatever it was in their lives. You see, because God was telling us that we're not to be just another place. And so I realized that Sojourners Fellowships were to be special places. Now, we're thinking in terms of a place of pasture while we're together during this session. And specifically, what I was told was sojourners provide a place of pasture where God's called can graze on His Word. And so this is one of the things that I have worked to do, to allow God to speak to me, to pass on to you, that you could graze in the pasture of God's Word. You know, everyone needs a place to eat and rest. The psalmist tells us in Psalm 23:2 that the Lord maketh us lie down in green pastures. What a beautiful place of rest and good food. Think about this. It's a lush green pasture where you can lay there in comfort and rest. There's nothing in this world like resting in the Lord. You know, the scriptures tell us that Jesus is our Sabbath. Well, Sabbath is a rest. Jesus is our Sabbath. He is our place to rest. He said, "Take my yoke upon you, because my burden is easy." He said a few more things there, but I want you to think just about that. Well, how could it be easy if they seem like impossible things? It's because He is flowing through us as we are grazing, as we are in His pasture. So it is a beautiful place of rest and good food. You know, it's amazing to me, because even when I'm putting these messages together, and it's significant effort, but when I'm through, I don't feel like I've worked hard. I feel like I've rested. I feel at peace and at rest. And I think that that really comes under the heading, too, of God lifts us up on the wings of eagles. He gives us what we need. It is His energy working through us. How could there ever be a better place of pasture than that provided by the Lord Himself? Think of that. How could there be a better? How could there have ever been a better place for man than the garden when He placed Adam and Eve in the garden? How could there have been a better place? That must have been a place of pasture. It must have been a place of quiet water. It must have been a place of rest. Now, they didn't even know that rest was important, because they were in complete rest because they were in the presence of God in power and understanding all the time. Think of that. Because one day, that will be something we'll find ourselves in, as we say in the sweet by and by. But I will tell you, you can be in that same place today in your life. Because when you come into His kingdom, you're in that place. Because that's what Jesus did. He restored mankind. That's why He's called the Prince of Peace. He restored mankind to the same place He was before the fall in the garden. He restored. As a believer, a person is restored. So this is a place then that God has called the believer to graze. Where we are and what we're to do is to provide that place of grazing. Here we're focusing on spiritual food and time as well, with the Word of God to comfort, repair, strengthen, and prepare us. You know, sometimes do you ever feel like you just need repaired? You know, as a matter of fact, the word repair used to be used that way. They would say somebody had repaired to their bed, or they had repaired to a quiet place where they went. Because they were being repaired. They were getting some rest. So we're to be a place where the Word of God will comfort people, repair people, strengthen people, and also to prepare them and us. Yes, to prepare us for more service to Him. And our service to Him is to seek Him and let Him flow through us. Now think about that. You know, sometimes it's very good, and many times we don't do this. We'll read a scripture, but we really won't meditate on it. You see, if we're there in that sweet grass, in that pasture, just resting and meditating on God's Word, then we begin to get the full meaning of it. the understanding of it, the blessing. Yes, the blessing of it. You see, because we're in God's pasture, well, just because we're in a good, lush, and green pasture does not mean we're out to pasture. You know, sometimes we think about that, out to pasture. People say, well, someone's out to pasture, they're retired or whatever. They're out to pasture. No, no. You see, as believers, we're refired. We're not retired. We're refired. The term out to pasture often means retire from service, which can often be seen as waiting to die. I will tell you, waiting to die has no appeal to me. People will say to me sometimes, are you going to retire because I'm in my mid-60s? And they'll say, are you going to retire? Why would I want to retire? Oh, there might be times when I might want to take a little downtime and go do something and rest a little bit and spend some quiet time with the Lord. But the idea of retiring to me has no appeal. I have no intention of just sitting around waiting to die. Now, I'm not saying that everybody who retires does that, because some people will retire, and then after they retire, they will do things they've always wanted to do all their lives, that sometimes they will actually go into mission work and things that they didn't feel that they could do before because they couldn't figure out how they would feed their family and things of this sort. So when they retire, they do those things. But I think a horrible thing to do is to retire and just wait to die. Well, the believer is one that possesses eternal life and will never die. So why would we wait to die? Because we'll never die. Oh, yes, the physical body may not continue to serve us, and it will die, but we will always have a purpose and an assignment from our Lord. Do you realize that? Even after you've left here, even after your body has died and been buried and put in the grave, you still have a purpose and a function with God, because you're a spirit in an earth suit. When your body dies, you don't die. You see, we are God's, and we will be with God because we belong to Him. That's what I mean when I say we're God's. We belong to Him. We're a part of His creation. We're a part of the non-rebellious bunch. So He said that we were to provide such a place. I believe that any group, any fellowship of Christians is to provide such a place. But He specifically said, we at Sojourners Fellowship Church are to be a place where we provide a place of pasture, where God's called. You see, no one comes to God unless He calls them. The Scripture says, nobody comes to the Son unless the Father draws them. So to believe in God and to be a Christian, to be somebody who has accepted Christ as Lord and Savior, you've actually heard the voice of God. You have been called, and you answered that call. Now you say, well, we sometimes say, well, somebody led somebody to Christ. Well, that is true, because we give out the gospel, and we tell them the good news of the gospel and what the gospel is about. But when you really come down to it, they cannot take another step until they're drawn by the Father, and they accept that drawing by the Father, and they come to Christ as their Lord and Savior. So we're to provide a place of pasture where God's called can graze on His Word. Well, now, what is the Word? And if you're looking at our little bulletin here, you'll notice that I have the word Word there capitalized, because that's Jesus. John starts out his gospel saying, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You see, we want to graze on Jesus. We want to learn and understand all that He wants us to know and understand. You see, then we and they can be fed the spiritual nutrition that will not only comfort, repair, and strengthen, and not only do that to us, but others as well in God's service and kingdom. It's not just for us to get what we want. It's for us to get what God wants us to have, which is everything that He created for man in the garden. But then he wants us to share that with others. It's not a secret. He doesn't want us to keep it a secret. He wants us to let people to know. That's why I say we're not retired. We need to be refired all the time. Every day when we get up, we need to be lifted up on wings of eagles to carry God into the world as we go, because we are inhabited by the Holy Spirit of God. And as such, we are equipped. How could you not be equipped with God inside you to flow through you, to move, to bring about His kingdom for people to understand it? How could that not be? Our job is just simply to open up the valve and let the living water of God through the Holy Spirit flow through us. It says in Psalms 23 there about being by the still, the quiet waters. But when those waters flow through us, they change things. They change people. They change us. How beautiful it is to have a place of pasture, a place where you can feel safe, a place where you can feel loved and cared for, where you can love on others and care for them, and they can love on you and care for you. That's one of the most beautiful things about even when I come right here where we're gathered right now. There's a love among us here that very few people really, I think, experience in their gathering together with members of the body. When one of us hurts, we all hurt. When one of us rejoices, we all rejoice. When one of us mourns, we all mourn. That's exactly what the Scripture says to do. We just do it. We don't have to think about it. We don't have to say, well, so-and-so is rejoicing now, so I should rejoice. It is just a knee-jerk kind of reaction for us. We are with each other because we love each other, because we care about each other, because the Holy Spirit moves through us. And we're together. When we're together, we realize what the Scripture says. One can put 1,000 to flight, speaking of the demonic. But two can put 10,000 to flight. What can 3 do? 100,000. What can 4 do? It's so wonderful knowing you're never alone. That the Lord is there as a paraclete beside us. The Holy Spirit is in us to flow through us. And we have each other, which exponentially builds all the possibilities. That's an exciting thing to me. Now, if you say, oh, I'd like to be a part of that, and you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord or your Savior, because it's Lord and Savior that you must do. It's not like an either-or thing. Or if you have, and maybe you're going, boy, you know, I started out so well, but somehow I just kind of drifted away. Won't you come back? If you've never come to Christ, won't you come now? Pray this prayer with me. Come on, just pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I want to experience what Pastor Fuller's been talking about. I want to experience all there is of Jesus. I accept Jesus as my Lord and my Savior right now. I want all there is of Him, and I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Fill me now with the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, what I need to say now is welcome back or welcome home, depending on which category you happen to fit into prior to praying the prayer. Now, I've talked to you what it's like to be in fellowship with one another. So that means that the next thing that needs to happen is you need to contact us. We want to fellowship with you. We want to answer your questions. We want to be of help to you. We want to welcome you in. So give us a call. If you're in the United States or Canada, or even if you're on the Internet, you can actually put this phone number I'm about to give into your search engine, and you'll find us on the Internet through that. And I've noticed recently that people are evidently listening to this because they're beginning to do it. So what is that phone number? The United States or Canada, you can use this phone number. If you want to find us on the Internet, then you can use the same phone number as well as our Internet address. But the phone number to use is 800-391-6944. That's 800-391-6944. Now, something else you can do is you can contact us at just using our web address, which is sojournershub.org. Now you say, oh, Pastor, how do you spell sojourners? It's sojournerss. Now, if you're going for the website there, it would be sojournershub.org. And that's the website. If you're on Skype, you can reach us on Skype by The Sojourner, all one word, 3734. Just The Sojourner, 3734. No spaces or anything. That just all runs together. And you can reach us over Skype from any computer in the world. We'd love to talk with you. We'd love to fellowship with you. We'd love to get some information to you or answer questions. Please feel free to contact us. Well, that brings our broadcast to a close this time. So I'll leave you with this blessing. Until next time, then, here is the blessing that I want you to listen to. I want you to understand. Back up and listen to it again and again. And think about the meaning of it. Meditate on this a little bit. The blessing of our Lord on you and all that is yours by blood, adoption, or assignment, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.